And now we come to John 1, 35 to 51. Come and see the last section in John chapter 1. And just by way of review from the last section, verses 19 to 34, it focused on John the Baptist, and the people kept asking John, "Who are you?" John kept telling them, "Who is Jesus?" He made it clear that Jesus is Christ, the Messiah. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Jesus is the Son of God. This was the testimony of John the Baptist. And now, before we go into the next session, we want to pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord. I mentioned last time 1 Peter 5:5, a very important verse that says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And as we come to God, may we humble ourselves before God, that we may receive grace and ask him to speak to us through his word. So, Father, we come to you today and pray that we may be humble like John the Baptist and like you who humbled yourself and came into this world not as a king with a high position, but as a lamb to be sacrificed for the sins of the whole world. And we thank you for that, and thank you that you made it possible for us to know you, to be forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, and to walk with you and to know you. And we pray that you would be our teacher, that the Holy Spirit would teach us and reveal to us what you're trying to say to us today, and may Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So John chapter 1, 35 to 51, come and see. Verse 35, again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. We think there's Andrew and John. And he looked at Jesus and as he walked by and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said, "What are you looking for?" They said, "Rabbi," which is to say being interpreted, "teacher, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." So as mentioned before, John, the author of this gospel, interpreted rabbi, which Jews would understand, but he was writing in Greek, also to Greek-speaking peoples. So they came to and saw the place where he was staying, and it says they stayed with him all day until about the 10th hour. And through this experience, Andrew came to believe in Jesus. And we want to consider, how did he come to believe, and how did these other first disciples come to believe? Well, first, as we read, he was a follower of John the Baptist. And I think because John, Jesus' disciple, was writing this, he didn't include his name here, but they were evidently followers of John the Baptist. And John saw Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And he testified that Jesus, that this is the Son of God. And so coming to faith begins with testimony of the truth. And as we tell people the truth about who Jesus is, God will confirm it in their hearts. Andrew heard what John the Baptist had said, and he knew it was true. And the second thing that happened was Jesus invited them to come and see, come to the place where he was staying, and they spent time with him. And after spending the day with Jesus, they were convinced that he was the Messiah. And then let's look at how did Peter come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Beginning at verse 40. One of the two who heard John and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So Andrew was Simon Peter's brother. He found his own brother Simon and said, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted Christ. So Christ is the Greek word for Messiah, the anointed one, the promised one. Verse 42, he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which by interpretation is Peter. Peter means rock. Cephas evidently in Aramaic or Hebrew means rock. So John and Andrew were Peter's fishing partners. They were friends. Most people come to Jesus through friends or relatives. And most people believe that John was with Andrew as one of those, as I mentioned, that was with John the Baptist. And Jesus said to Peter, "You'll be called Cephas, rock." And one's name reveals their character. And Jesus was stating prophetically that Peter would become a rock, a strong person and a foundation, a pillar of the church. Somehow, I think Peter knew inside that Jesus' words about him were accurate. Jesus has spiritual authority, and when Jesus is present and he speaks to people, their hearts are moved. We can do our best to persuade people and answer their questions from the Bible, which we should do, but they must meet Jesus himself. Our job is to give testimony and tell them how we came to believe in Jesus, and then bring them to Jesus. He will speak to them and give them the assurance and inspiration to have faith. In reality, I think Peter was a weak person. He was strong on the outside, but weak on the inside in many ways. And as we know, he denied Jesus three times after swearing that he would die for Jesus. Jesus told Simon that he would be called Peter, that he would be a rock, a strong person. Perhaps the people who knew Peter didn't believe that he would ever be a strong person or a great apostle. But Jesus sees us and believes in us, even if others do not. Jesus believed in Peter even when he failed, even though Jesus knew his weaknesses. And through it all, Peter did become a rock and a foundational pillar of the church. And after, on the day of Pentecost, he stood and preached to the crowds, and 3,000 came to believe. He preached with great boldness and great faith. Jesus believes in you. Even though he knows all of our failings and weaknesses, he has a vision for our lives, and he will fulfill his purposes in our lives, just as he did in Peter's. So how did Nathanael come to believe in the Messiah? Let's look at verse 33 through 46. On the next day, Jesus was determined to go out into Galilee, and he found Philip. And we don't really know how Jesus met Philip, but I'll continue. Jesus said, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the same city that Andrew and Peter were from. So Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." A theme in this passage, isn't it? Jesus called Philip to follow me. This is the call of every disciple. And it doesn't really say how Philip came to believe, but Philip was from the same town as Andrew and Philip. And Nathanael, who was most likely called Bartholomew in Mark, Luke, and Matthew. And Philip said, "We have found him, the one Moses wrote about and the prophets wrote about." And Nathanael was skeptical. He didn't think anything could come out of this small hick town of Nazareth. Philip said, "Come and see." Philip spoke to Nathanael with passion and conviction. He said, "We found him. This is the one Moses was writing about. He's the promised one. The prophets wrote about him." And when someone speaks with passion and conviction, people will listen, even if they don't agree. People want to hear people that believe in something and speak with passion, and it touches their hearts. And we should share our experience of meeting Jesus with passion and fire, and then invite our friends to come and see. Come and meet Jesus and see what you think. We can invite them into our fellowship and community because Jesus lives in us and among us. And when they come, Jesus will reveal himself to them. Verse 47, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no deceit." Nathanael said, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." What a dramatic change in just a few sentences. When Nathanael met Jesus, Jesus said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no deceit." Nathanael said, "How do you know me?" Nathanael knew that Jesus could see into his heart, and immediately he was convinced and said, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Many people are skeptical about Jesus, but when he speaks to their heart, they will change. Verse 50, Jesus answered, "Because I told you I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You will see greater things than these." He said, "Most certainly I tell you, hereafter you will see heaven opened and the angels of God descending and ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Once we believe and take a step of faith, God will give us greater revelation of himself, just as he promised to Nathanael. What does this mean? You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending, descending on the and descending on the Son of Man. Jesus was referring to the account of Jacob when he was fleeing from his brother Esau in Genesis 28. He came to a place where he went to sleep and he had a dream of a ladder or a stairway that reached to the heavens. It says in Genesis 28:12, he saw a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And he named the place Bethel, which means the house of God. Jesus was saying that he is the one who is the link between heaven and earth. He's the only one that can connect people on this earth with God in heaven. And Nathanael would see the angels of God descending and ascending on the Son of Man. Today, we are Bethel. We are the house of God. Jesus lives in us individually and corporately, and people should be able to come into our fellowship and see Jesus. We should, with confidence, invite our friends, come and see Jesus, and invite them into our fellowship. Ephesians 2:21-22 says, "In him, the whole building," he's talking about the church here, "the whole building joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." It's not talking about a building or an organization. It's talking about the body of Christ. And we can invite them to come and see. As it says in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." People should be able to come into our community and fellowship and taste the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you're the ladder that reaches into heaven, connecting human beings with God by your grace, because you are the Lamb of God, and make it possible for us to know the Father and to have eternal life and to connect with you, Father, in heaven. And we pray, Lord, that we may share with passion to our friends the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that they may be forgiven and receive grace upon grace and salvation. In your name we pray, amen.